What is up, guys? Welcome to the Consider This podcast. My name is Nathan.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we're just so glad to have you here. We're so glad that you guys tuned in to watch our first episode of this podcast. It is going to be such an amazing time. We're so blessed that we get this opportunity to do this podcast.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of want to take this time so that you guys can get to know who we are. My name is Nathan. I am 17 years old. I feel called into youth and evangelistic mm-hmm. ministry. Grew up in California, was born in San Diego,
yep.
Moved out here in Illinois in 2018, and ever since it's just been such a blessing on how God has used this journey to grow in my relationship between me and Him.
Yeah. And again, my name is Stephanie, and I also born and raised in Southern California, moved here obviously in 2018 as well. my husband got a job out here, and so that kind of was the reason for our big, huge move. And I would say over the course of the time that we've been here, like, God's just been doing such a huge work in us, through us, for us, all of it.
Yeah.
So I'm so thankful for our move, because I honestly don't know that we would be spiritually here if we were not physically here.
Yeah, that's good. So I kind of wanted to dive in with you and just help those who are viewing this understand what the goal of the Consider This podcast is.
Sounds good. So yeah, so why the connection between like us? Like, why are we starting it? I would say for me, I went to you like a couple of months ago and was just like, hey, well, because it started, I was in my quiet time and I really felt like called to start a podcast with Nathan specifically, and just talking about, because we do have such a really, we have a great relationship.
Yeah.
And that's something that has been commented on by other people about how, like, how needed it is that we have the relationship that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that with all of my kids, my oldest son, Nathan included, and Abby as I'm raising her, I've always wanted my kids to always feel like they could come talk to me about anything and everything. Like, there's really no topic that they cannot come to me to talk to me about. And so I've really always had that, I guess, open line of communication with them. And but with him wanting to go into ministry and me also kind of feeling called, not necessarily to go into ministry per se, but I really do feel called to help people walk into a level of freedom and just like with healing and stuff like that. So that's where kind of where I feel called. And so I really did want to have this avenue for that and maybe help some parents learn or maybe give some tips as to how to better communicate with their teenagers.
Yeah.
Because it is such a special relationship and special bond that we have, and I wish other parents had that as well with their kids.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it out of the park with the explanation, but definitely just allowing there to be, or helping others learn and grow and get to know their teenagers more, to get to know the adults more, to kind of bridge that gap between them too, and just having more of an open mind towards what one another has to say.
Mm-hmm.
As a teenager, having more of an open mind toward what my mom has to say, and flipped the other way, and as an adult, knowing what I have to say and what I'm going through, because ultimately we can learn so much from one another.
Yeah.
I feel like there's such a high thought as teenagers that, you know, we know so much, we don't need our parents, we can do it our own way, and we can figure it out along the way. But when you have somebody who's already experienced what you're going through, it's so nice to be able to be like, hey, I'm struggling in this area, or hey, you know, something amazing's going on, how can I steward this well? And
yeah.
So I think it's very important to have at least somewhat of a communication between one another, because it's so important.
Yeah.
It's so important, and you get such a freedom and you get so much help when you have this relationship, because she's gone through stuff that I might go through, or I'm going through stuff that she might go through in the future.
Yeah.
You really don't know, and you can learn so much through one another just through communication. And that's something that's very important to me. That's one of the big things that when she brought up with this podcast, I thought was so important. Wanting to go into youth ministry, communication is so important. And being able to have somebody who can help you every step of the way, that's ultimately what I want to help people do. And
yeah.
I want to help people learn how to communicate with the Lord and grow and get closer and help get answers. And so I really think that this podcast really helps align with what my calling is, but also it's just helping others bridge that gap.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one of the things that that I hope that we can help to bring to, you know, people out there is just kind of like reminding parents we don't know everything, and reminding teens you guys don't know everything. Like, we are all flawed human beings. We all make mistakes. But I think if we come from a place of like humility and understanding that we don't know it all, then like that really just helps us start with the headway of creating that bridge, so to speak. And I think that that's one of the things, like, with, again, with my kids, like, I've always said, like, I will be the first to admit I'm wrong. And, like, you can vouch for this. Like, if I am wrong, I will 100% say I was wrong in this area. I'm so sorry. Like, either I misunderstood or maybe I was just flat out wrong. And one of the things that I experienced growing up was my mom was always very, like, you know, she thought she knew what was best. And even if she was wrong, and she knew she was wrong, she would not apologize. And she would not say, like, I was wrong. And I just remember, like, that really, like, gnawing at my heart, because it was just, like, you don't know everything. I, like, obviously, I didn't say that as a kid, but that was one of the things that I knew when I became a parent. Like, I always wanted to have that heart of humility and be willing to admit when I'm wrong and be willing to, like, say, hey, I don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
But, you know, just, again, having that heart of humility. And
yeah, that's good. That's good. So I kind of want to go into our first question and ask, why is it so important to have that connection for you in as mother and son, to have that connection? Why is it so important to you?
Well, I just think it's important because, like, you're going to be a dad one day, you know, and it's just, I'm trying to help prepare you for and give you the tools now for later on down the road. And one of the things that I hope, my prayer is that you are going to be a better communicator through this, even not just this podcast specifically, but just teaching you over the course of the years that you're growing up, teaching you how to communicate, teaching you how to apologize when you're wrong, because these are all important things for you as you grow up, go into the workplace, get married, have kids. Like, these are all fundamental tools that you need to have to be a, like, not functioning adult, but, you know, like,
a good dad,
a healthy adult.
Yeah No, that's good.
What about you?
I mean, for me mine's not as complex as hers and seeing the future, but just being able to have somebody who I can go to in times where I'm struggling, in times where I'm confused, in uncertainty. It's an amazing, I don't want to say tool, but, like, it's amazing to have somebody who I can go to and at any time. Because, like, you can go to friends, but your friends more than often have the same mindset as you, where she wouldn't. And so, like, she has the, your mind is fully developed.
My mind is fully developed.
And so, like, teenagers, we're still developing, we're still learning. And I mean, just for an example, like, when I'm purchasing something, like, I'll use shoes for an example because I have a good amount of shoes.
You love shoes.
I love shoes. And so, when I'm purchasing shoes, my friends are like, let's do it. Do it. You do it. You've got the money for it. But then I come up to her and she's like, those are the ugliest things I've ever seen. The one pair that I did not listen to was the Lightning McQueen Crocs.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I love those things. They're so fun.
You do, you do. And like he said, like, his brain, his peers' brains are not fully developed. Yeah. And so I think it's so important that kids, teens, young adults have somebody to go to that their mind is fully developed, so they can give them sound counsel as they're making decisions, as they're, you know, doing things, making purchases. You know, because if you don't have somebody that has some kind of like sound counsel, then you're just kind of
walking in blind.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I'm gonna start us off on the second question. What is the biggest thing that God has done for you within the past few years? And I wanna add another question to that. What are you looking forward for God to do in the future?
Okay. I would say for me, over the past probably like 3 or 4 years, He has just done a huge healing work in me.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. 2023 was when He took me on this big, I mean, He had already begun the work that He really, really did in 2023, probably in like 2019, 2020. Like, I was like, okay, like, God's healing me, like, I'm good. Like, you know, He put it on my heart to write a book, and back in 2020, so I was like, oh, I'm good, I'm healed, like, He's gonna help me write a book, and I thought I was good. I was wrong. I was so wrong. So 2023 comes along, and it's just like thing after thing after thing. God was pruning so much from me. It was just like, it was as if I was a, what are the, like, snow globes, and like God just like shook it up. And I was just, I didn't even know what was going on. And I just remember just being in tears all the time. It was probably the first time that I ever truly have experienced depression. And I came to Nathan so many times, like,
almost every day.
He named himself my emotional support animal.
That's
because that's literally what it was. I would just be in tears, and I would be crying all the time, and I didn't understand what was going on or where it was coming from or why God was doing what He was doing. But now that I'm on the other side of it, like, I can see, like, He's really opened my eyes to just so many things. And, you know, He's restored so much that He took away in that season. But man, it was rough. Yeah. But in that, He did give me that book that because he had given me the name Rooted back in, I think, 2020. And so I knew that Rooted was going to be part of the name. And then it was during that season that he said, in the wilderness. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that's the name of the book. Yeah. And like, and so that book has been written now, and now it's just in the stages of getting it published. But it's just like, he's done like
so much,
and he's really given me the desire to help other people on their healing journey.
Yeah.
And help them, you know, just walk into new freedom, new levels of freedom. And I think that's also kind of what I'm most excited about. And, you know, and I'm hoping that he does that through this podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I know he didn't do all of that for just me. Like,
yeah.
Not that, you know, that he wouldn't do it for just me, but I feel like he did it for me so that I can help other people in the same way.
No, that's really good. I love how you worded, like, that season that you went through, and me being the emotional support animal every day. It felt like every day.
I know. I felt so bad. I
came in my room. She's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, oh.
He's like, again.
There it goes again. But I mean, it's so amazing to see how God used that season, as hard as it was,
mm-hmm.
to just, I mean, completely transform how you thought, how you walked your life. Because,
yeah.
I mean, now you're not crying every day.
I'm not crying every day, so it's amazing. Now we're starting a podcast. how about you?
For me, I mean, God has done so much. I really feel like moving out here in Illinois, like, helped open so much for me. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, even our journey in the faith was nowhere near what it is now.
Yeah.
And so in that time, I was being mentored by my youth pastor, and I learned so much. But I mean, looking back, even 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah, you've grown so much.
My style wasn't as good. all that. But, like, in all seriousness, like, my relationship with the Lord has gotten so much stronger.
Yeah.
And, like, it's amazing to see how God has appointed me so many opportunities. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm beyond blessed with how many opportunities that God has given me, whether that's preaching, whether that's just doing announcements, doing this podcast, helping you in the season that you were going through. Like, God has used me so much, and through those experiences, God has allowed me to look back and grow so much. And so seeing how he used me throughout the last 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and so on and so forth, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, my mindsets, and, like, for the longest time I struggled with anger, now I've seen, like, you not struggling as much.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still get upset.
He's very competitive, I will say.
I'm very competitive.
So if it has anything to do with sports, like...
That's where I'll get upset.
That's where he gets really mad.
But, like, just in general, like, yeah. I'll get so upset for, like, the smallest of things.
Yeah.
And, like, God has shifted my mindset, like, when I'm upset, like, just asking him, like, God, why am I upset?
Yeah.
Why is this bothering me so much? And he'll tell me.
Yeah.
And it helps me, and it helps me, like, look back. Or he'll change my mindset from, like, oh, this is taking forever. This is, the sun's beaming down on me as I'm waiting in line for whatever it may be. Like,
yeah.
God shows me, like, hey, you're enjoying this time. You get this opportunity to be in the line. You get amazing weather where the sun is beaming down. At least it's not raining. At least there's not a tornado. Like, God has allowed me and has slowly taught me, like, when something's going wrong, when I'm struggling with anything, like, look back at him, ask him, like, hey, why am I feeling this way? And he'll tell me, and it's helped me so much through every single day.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the biggest things that he has taught me, is, like, being able to look back and see. And I think one thing that's amazing is being able to fully look back, like, 4 years ago, five years ago, and just seeing how much he's just transformed me, transformed by my walk in faith, and seeing exactly how he's done all of these things. Like, it's truly a miracle.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the things that's an advantage for you, I mean, thankfully, is with you being homeschooled, he's had so many opportunities that had he been in, like, the traditional school setting, like, he probably would not have had. Like,
yeah.
A couple years ago, you helped out with, like, a pastor's...
Yep.
It wasn't a retreat. It was a retreat. Okay. And so he got to, you know, meet and really network with a bunch of pastors within our area or within our state. And that's, like, an opportunity. Had he been in the traditional school setting, he would not have been able to do things like that. And so, like, getting to meet people that are influential within the like the student ministries in our state was such a huge privilege, you know, for you to be able to do stuff like that. And, you know, I'm so thankful that you've had those opportunities, because I've seen tremendous growth, like, in you and through you over these last, 4 or 5 years that we've been here.
I mean, even through those opportunities, like, you gain so much wisdom.
Yeah.
Like, I love how you brought up that event, like, speaking to them, knowing that I wanted to walk out that calling.
Yeah.
Like, getting so much wisdom.
I mean, you were, like, 13.
Yeah.
And you were just like, hi, I'm Nathan.
Like, hi, I'm Nathan. Like, God has given me the opportunities.
Yeah.
And it's truly a blessing, because you gain so much wisdom from talking to somebody who's older than you, who has more experience than you, because then you can learn, where did they mess up?
Yeah.
Where can I dodge this?
Yeah.
Like, I remember asking them, like, what is the biggest thing that, like, you struggle with in ministry? And their biggest thing almost every single time was, like, when I first started, I didn't get in the Word enough.
Yeah.
And he was like, if I could tell you one thing, go in your Word every day.
Yeah.
Seek the Lord every day. And, like, almost every pastor I talked to, that was their biggest thing. Was, like, when I started, like, I just wasn't in the Word enough.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeking the Lord at every moment of my life. But now I am, and God has transformed so much.
Yeah.
And so being able to learn that from them, being able to, you know, not skip that.
Well,
law,
I mean,
like,
really, truly,
like,
you are.
Skip,
like, exactly, because you're not having to go through the same lesson that everybody else. You're learning from other people's mistakes, so to speak.
Yes.
And so you get to go even farther than they would have at that point, because now you already, like, have this advantage. It's like being given, like, a map to get to somewhere that they didn't have, you know, and so it's to your benefit.
Yeah, and so I'll go to our next question, which was like that follow-up question that I had. What do I want God to do within my future? And so honestly, for me, I would love to see this podcast grow and see it be used by God to grow it and help grow his kingdom. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. But even further than that, you know, going to college, whether I'm staying home, doing a homeschooled Christian college, or going to a physical college, I would just love to see me learn and grow even more in the faith so that when I walk and take a step into the ministry field, like, I'm as ready as I can be. Because ultimately, you're never going to be fully ready. Correct. In everything you do, you will never be fully ready. And so just trying to prepare myself.
Yeah.
And so I think that's my ultimate goal, is just asking God, like, God, prepare me as much as you can.
Yeah.
So that when I take this step, I'm ready. And I'm ready to attack with all that I have.
Yeah.
Into the calling that you have given me.
Yeah. And I do believe that he's going to absolutely do that. So the next question. You already asked that one.
You never answered it.
Oh, what am I looking for? Yeah, I already did say that. That I'm looking forward for God to grow this podcast, but also like help other people in
Sorry.
No, you're good. So then kind of like answering, well, it's not really a question, but why did we choose the name the Consider This podcast? One of the things that we really struggled with was the name for this, because we knew we wanted to help bridge the gap between parents and teens, but like every name that we kind of came up with, it just was not.
I mean, she came up with the most random name. Like,
I did. I would sit and think about it and ponder it, and then I'd be like, "What about this?" And
I'm trying to think of like an example, but
I think we even looked at like Bridging the Gap, but there was like other podcasts.
Yeah, Bridging the Gap. She's like Bridging the Gap podcast and friends and family.
I didn't.
Like, I was like, dog, that's not it. And
yes, you will hear he says dog and bruh to me because that's just,
that's my slang. That's my teen slang.
Teenage boys, and no, it doesn't bother me at all. But we were in church. I just remember we were in church and my friend was speaking and she was talking about a scripture, and in the scripture it said consider this, and it was just like, it was like a light bulb moment. I was like, that's it, that's the name. Because I think one of the things that we also want to do within this podcast is always bring like scripture to it, and you know, talking about different things but also bringing it from a biblical perspective.
Absolutely.
And so I think if we're taking the time to really consider God's word, like, he is always going to help us, because he wants us to be successful. He wants to use us for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying like he wants us to be successful in the sense that like he just wants to give us whatever we want. No. He wants to give us the things that he wants to give us.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by that. And if we take the time to consider, like, God, what do you want? What do you want to do in this? What do you want to do? How, like, on each topic that we talk about, like, what do you want us to shine light to?
Yep.
And scripture to bring to this? And so that's kind of where the name
Consider This
came from. Yeah, Consider This.
And then just that podcast. That. That's what we got the name. Now, what is your goal? I mean, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit and just seeing this podcast grow, but is there any specific goal that you have for it?
Honestly, for just God to use it.
Yeah.
That's ultimately all that I could possibly want from this. Of course, like, I would love for it to do fantastic, but at the end of the day, if one parent and one teen come together and begin to have a better relationship, like, that's all we could ask for.
I mean, whether it's one person, 100 people, or 100,000 people, like, every single person that has that connection and grows that connection is amazing. And anybody who can slowly, I mean, I know it's very popular in, like, ministry, is like, it's better to see one person at church who's on fire for the Lord than 1,000 people who are just there to be there.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, that's exactly what I want this podcast to be, is like people who are learning, who's getting the opportunity to grow and consider, I don't know, consider
God's perspective.
God's perspective. Yeah, there it is. God's perspective on
their life.
Their lives, and being able to help them grow, I think, is like the ultimate goal of this podcast. It's for us to learn.
Yeah.
For the people who are watching to learn, and to just grow closer within their relationship with the Lord, but also with their family.
Yeah.
So I would say that's my main goal with this podcast. Yeah.
And honestly, at the end of the day, we just, you know, want to help other people and see them get closer to God. Yeah. So that's kind of how we're going to wrap up this first episode.
But we're so glad that you guys clicked and joined. We're so happy that you guys are here. So glad that you are listening. It's truly a blessing to us for every single viewer that listens. We're just so excited to see what God has in store for this podcast. We're excited to see what God does through this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly such a blessing that we got this opportunity to do this.
So. Yeah, so we're excited, and we are excited to take you along on this journey.
Absolutely.
Consider this podcast.
Well, we hope you guys have a wonderful day. This is Nathan.
This is Stephanie.
And we're signing out.
Bye.